I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Grant McCauley joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Make sure you check out From the Diamond, his outstanding show. It's going to be on Sunday this week at 5 p.m., brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. From the Diamond with Grant McCauley all season long on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Great analysis and great interviews. And the analysis I'm looking forward to here, Grant, is another situation where Braves fans can breathe a sigh of relief. Obviously, things hopefully moving in the right direction after the win over the Phillies, and we can get to some of the specifics in just a moment. But also a huge sigh of relief for Austin Riley, and it wasn't just the fact that he had two doubles. It was the fact that they mattered. It came up in an important moment, and he delivered a game changing, I guess, RBI would eventually be the game-winning run, even though there was an insurance run. And it just felt like you could see like a sigh of relief and pressure lifted from his shoulders as he stood there at second base.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that this is, when you think about things that need to go right, players that need to get going, Austin Riley is at or near the top of that list for the current Braves. I mean, yes, you could put a few other guys there that are off to slow starts, but to me, he's kind of the linchpin of when you have this lineup set up and you're in the middle of that order, who can be a real driving force for this club? Yes, Matt Olson's on that list. Sure, Marcell Ozuna's on that list. But for me, when they have those two guys and Austin Riley, that's three hitters that really I don't think too many pitching staffs want to have to deal with, especially with runners on base. So good to see him get those hits. I mean, you'll take the charity early on, but I love the opposite field approach, driving the ball out to right center. It was a good pitch, and it was a clutch hit. And the Braves have been needing to see some of that, and hopefully that's just something that can kind of jumpstart Austin Riley, because confidence goes a long way in this game and in life as well. So Austin getting a little bit of that, I think, is also helpful.
Both individually and as a team, and hopefully that's what they were able to pick up after last night. And certainly this is a team, you look at it, if you want to do an incredibly small sample size, I know the 10 runs on opening day was great. You were silenced after that, and this was your next game. It is now 2 of 3, however you want to try and slice that up. So hopefully they can make it 3 of 4 and 4 of 5 and sweep the Phillies. You mentioned Marcell Ozuna being part of that linchpin of the offense, and he's doing something right now that I don't know if I'd given enough credit to, maybe in previous years or whatever, but he is leading the league in walks. Is there what are you noticing from that? Are pitchers approaching him differently? Does he have a different plate approach? I don't think at this stage of his career he just all of a sudden developed a good eye, but the numbers are definitely inflated early in the season, and getting on base, no matter how you do it, obviously we want him on second or touching home. I get that, but very impressed by what he's doing so far this year.
Yeah, it is impressive, but I think we have to look at the context of it, and that is that Marcell hitting in the 5 spot of the order, or even the 4 spot of the order, there's not really a lot going on behind him here in the early going. So I think that's led to pitchers just really not offering, but it gives him the, you know, the credit of, hey, well, I'm not going to expand my zone and get myself out. They're going to have to come at you know, Marcel with something worth swinging at. So I think that there's a little bit of that going on, or maybe a lot of that going on. And the fact that, you know, pitchers have recognized over the last couple of years, especially in 2024, Marcel Ozuna is a hitter you don't really want to have to deal with if there's an opportunity to drive in a run. That's been what he's excelled at. So I think there's a few factors at play, but really the back half of the lineup not having a whole lot going on right now and not a lot of protection for him, at least in the early going, first road trip, I think that's probably as much or more to blame or to credit for that factor of those enhanced walks, because I don't think he's going to break Barry Bonds' record, even if he may be on pace for that through 10 games.
And a couple of those factors might be changing. It's Grant McCauley, 92.9 The Game, Braves insider, host of From the Diamond on the WadeFord.com hotline. And that is partially because of the return of Sean Murphy. And I have a three-way question here about Murphy. Obviously, the impact in last night's game. When did the team become aware, or when did he become aware of vision issues? Obviously, a lot was made of the glasses that he donned yesterday, and obviously C-ball, hit ball, a home run, and RBI later in the game as well. And then also, what does his return, and then beyond that, the performance, the jolt of offense, mean for Drake Baldwin, who's still with the Major League Club?
Well, let me start with the last part, because I think that's probably the most, you know, informative that I can be as far as, you know, what's really going to affect the team. I think the glasses were just a matter of comfort for Sean and not really much else beyond that. Just he needs the corrective lenses. How you go about it, you can try different things at different times, and if that makes him more comfortable, I think that's good. So now that I did actually answer the first part before the last part, well, let me get back to Drake Baldwin, because I think that's what most people are probably curious about. And talking to Brian Snitker yesterday, the decision to leave Baldwin at the big league level to cut ties with Chadwick Tromp instead, I think speaks to a couple of things. Number one, they want to have a capable duo of catchers that they can start and really feel like, hey, we've got options that can hit and handle the staff together. Chadwick Tromp can certainly swing the bat a little bit, but for the most part, he was that prototypical backup catcher. You're not really asking a lot out of him. Drake Baldwin's higher profile at the plate, I think, is something the Braves wanted to still have available to them, at least in the early part of the season. And Brian Snitker said something I thought was very interesting, because it maybe flies in the face of the traditional logic of, okay, well, if a young player is not going to get at bats, we need to just send him back to the minors so he can play every day. But that doesn't necessarily equate to more development if you feel like that hitter's already ready to face the major league challenge. And I think they've determined that Drake Baldwin certainly is. And I think that he is capable of it. And we could see a little bit more of him than maybe the traditional backup catcher, because they're not trying to drop the entire responsibility of catching three out of every four games on Sean Murphy right out of the gate here. I think they're going to want to work him in. He'll catch two out of three against the Phillies. And then maybe you play some matchups where Chadwick Tromp makes sense, or excuse me, where Chadwick Tromp may not have made sense to do that with. Drake Baldwin offers you the lefty hitting component in this catcher's duo, and he's got a lot of upside in that bat, and I think the Braves really want to explore that, and they believe that he can handle the opportunities as he gets them, and I think they're going to find some for him, to make a long story short.
Grant McCauley, Braves insider, host of From the Diamond, joining us here on the Midday Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
92.9 The Game. Chris Sale, three starts in, just isn't quite where he would like to be, certainly not resembling the Cy Young form he had last year. Also, some reports of a little drop in velo. Are you concerned about either of those things?
No, not really. I think it's early on in the season, and you know, if he's not concerned about it, which he didn't sound like he was after last night's game in terms of the velocity, I think we're still early enough with few innings under his belt that that's not really something I'm going to look at and call it the norm. Maybe it's just kind of an outlier at the moment. And, you know, there are cases to be made for pitchers working at different velocities and whatnot. And then there are cases to be made for, hey, maybe it's just not quite there yet. And, you know, he'll kind of ramp up as he goes along. I would tend to think that that's more of what we're talking about here. He obviously has a very extensive injury history. Chris Sale knows his body. The Braves are aware of the, you know, the possibilities there that need to be managed a certain way. So I don't think they'd be running him out there if they weren't confident in what he's able to do on the mound.
I agree 100%. I mentioned it earlier in the show. This guy's a veteran. He's been there before. If it was a Paul Skeens out of nowhere, couldn't get anyone out and was having velo issues, I'd maybe look at it. But with a veteran like Sale, I'm going to trust that he knows his body and what he's capable of, and I agree with you. The bullpen last night was a huge reason why the Atlanta Braves were able to turn a deficit into a lead. Braves bullpen shut down, shut out, limited almost entirely with the exception of a late walk. The Phillies and vice versa, the Braves were able to knock a couple runs in off of the Phillies bullpen, but that wasn't the only bullpen news. Also, Rafael Montero added in a trade from the Astros. What do you know about him and what he can bring to the pen?
Had a big season a couple of years ago. He's got a pretty good fastball, breaking ball combo. It's not uncommon for relievers. It's just, I think with the Astros giving him a big contract and being underwhelmed by the performance last year and not really seeing a place for him maybe in their plans, they were able to pay for most of the freight for this. So it's kind of a low-cost, potentially at least maybe medium reward if you can get him on track and, you know, utilize him, whether that be in lower leverage roles or simply as part of the mix that you have in the middle innings to bridge that gap. The Braves will try it out and see if they're not responsible for much of that, you know, how much they could get from him. And you know, I think right now, as much as anything, you kind of have to get creative if you want to, you know, find options and bring players in. And I think this was just an example of, okay, we know the bullpen's a need. We might find somebody outside the organization that another club is just low on, and we can see if we can catch lightning in a bottle. And maybe it'll be that way. Maybe it'll be, you know, just another one of those things you try that may or may not work. But when you're not having to pay much for it, I think there's two schools of thought. A, why not? And B, you get what you pay for. So if it's not what they want, I think they'll just move on.
Grant, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate you joining us here on the Midday Show. Hopefully the Braves can take two more and we can start a win streak.
You got it. Thanks for having me as always.
Yeah, always great to discuss baseball with Grant McCauley. I always feel like I have to be careful because he's so intelligent when it comes to baseball.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.